Podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long to belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on, for that nightlight is a treasured truth from the New Testament, Jesus speaking these words to those who are weary and tired and troubled. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Today, I had a task of removing my toilet from the floor because my son Devin has decided that it's fun to flush stuff down the toilet. He's got a developmental delay and he's in junior high and has profound autism, nonverbal, and sometimes he goes through these phases. And right now, the phase that he's in is a poke holes in your shirt and flush stuff down the toilet. And so he got something stuck down there and I couldn't get it unstuck, so I had to lift the toilet off and take it outside and come at it from the bottom of the toilet. And I found a new tool to use to do that. I found it watching one of these shorts on one of these sites. And what you do is you put a hammer down in the toilet bowl, and then you turn it so that it gets jammed up under the lip. And then you can use that hammer as a handle, and you're able to catch onto the back of the tank of the toilet and the hammer handle, and then lift the toilet, and then one guy can carry it out. It's a tremendous trick if you ever need to do that. And I finally got the angry bird that he'd flushed out and got it put back on. But I got to thinking about how the right tool makes the situation much more bearable. Without that tool, it would have been a frustrating, very long, very frustrating experience. But with the tool, it worked appropriately and properly. The tool that Jesus gives us when we're in these extended periods of hard times, trauma, and drama is the yoke. That yoke is not a heavy load for us. It's a sharing of our load with Him. A yoke was a piece of wood that bound two animals together so that the strength of both could be utilized to carry the load. And in our case, as we yoke up with Jesus, He's the one that's strong enough to carry the load, and it makes the load lighter for us. It's a kind of casting our care upon Him because He cares for us, which is in Psalms 55 and 1 Peter. So we know that God wants us to have Him help us carry the load. And so that yoke is the thing that gets us the rest that we need in our life. It makes the trauma and drama that we go through much more bearable when we go through it with Jesus rather than without Jesus. So let me encourage you today, if you're going through a hard time, don't waste your suffering. Use it to yoke up together with Jesus to allow Him to accomplish His kingdom purposes in your life. So that's just something to think about. Yoke up with Him and you'll find rest unto your souls. He'll guide you, He'll lead you and strengthen you. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, I thank you for this day. Lord, I don't know what burdens my friends are bearing today, but I know that they can carry them with your help. They can gain your hope as they yoke up together with you and cast the weight of the problems that they have off onto you. Thank you for that. Give us a sense of your peace and presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.